Friday afternoon, I think it was Good Friday, we came back into courtroom that afternoon, and we were sort of elated because we thought, well, he's going to walk. And there's nothing really in that evidence. There's just little David Harris, and nobody believes him. And so we were very optimistic about his chances until we walked into the courtroom, and here were all these people standing in front of the bench, three of them anyway. They were taking the oath to be sworn as witnesses. Mrs. Miller got on the stand that last afternoon, and she said, that's the man. I saw that man. I saw Randall Adams' face just right after he said, she said, I saw the gun sticking out of the car when he shot that police officer, and that's the man. And she waved her finger right toward Randall Adams. She's the one that got him convicted.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I used to want to be a detective all the time because I used to watch all the detective shows on TV. When I was a kid, they used to show these movies with Boston Blackie. He always had a woman with him. And I wanted to be a wife of a detective or be a detective, so I always watched detective stories. I'm always looking because I never know, you know, what might come up or how I could help. I like to help, you know, in situations like that. I really do. You know, it's always happening to me. Everywhere I go, you know, lots of times there's killings or anything, you know, even around my house, wherever. And I'm always looking or getting involved, you know, and finding out who did it or what's going on. I listen to people, and I'm always trying to decide who's lying or who killed who, or before the police do, to see if I can beat them.